When Secretary of State Colin Powell briefs the UN Security Council tomorrow, he'll try to make the case that war may be necessary to disarm Iraq. He'll offer evidence that Saddam Hussein possesses weapons of mass destruction and that Iraq has ties to the Al-Qaeda terrorist network. Today, Britain's Prime Minister Tony Blair is trying to sell this case to French President Jacques Chirac, whose country holds a permanent seat on the Security Council. NPR's Nick Spicer reports.
Over the past few days, Tony Blair has been saying it would be desirable that the UN craft a second resolution on Iraq. If it does, he wants to make sure the French won't veto it. When he meets with Chirac today, Blair may also evoke Baghdad's purported link, present or future, to terrorism, as he did last week in Washington.
The one thing I would say, however, is I've absolutely no doubt at all that unless we deal with both of these threats, they will come together in a deadly form. Because, you know, what do we know after September the 11th? We know that these terrorist networks would use any means they can to cause maximum death and destruction.
For President Bush, there is no doubting the determination of Saddam Hussein.
Saddam Hussein would not like nothing more than to use a terrorist network to attack and to kill and leave no fingerprints behind. Colin Powell will continue making that case to the American people and the world at the United Nations.
But when Secretary Powell makes that case, it had better be watertight. There is much skepticism among the countries he needs to win over, such as France. Anti-terror experts say Saddam Hussein's fingerprints, if that's what's needed to make the case for war, will be hard to find.
I have had and I already have a very good relationship with the U.S.
The French investigating judge, Jean-Louis Bruguière, is one of the world's leading authorities on terrorism. He caught Carlos the Jackal and launched a probe into Islamist attacks on the U.S. one day before September the 11th. And Bruguière warned U.S. officials for years about Al-Qaeda when no one would listen. But he rules out any link between Baghdad and terrorism.
Absolutely no. We have no evidences about that.
Evidence is critical because even the most pro-American countries in Europe would like to see some provided at the UN. The Czech Republic was one of the 8 European nations that signed a letter last week supporting the U.S. position on Iraq. So Prague can hardly be accused of seeking to block Washington. But even the Czech Deputy Foreign Minister, Alexander Vondra, said there has to be proof if there's to be support.
Well, I think that we are still looking for more materials here, and I would expect at least there were some promises to present more materials. What I think it needs to be done more, I think, is to convince the public here.
While there is doubt about what Secretary Powell can provide to prove a link between Baghdad and terrorism, there is certainty here about another point. A conviction among European officials that a strike on Iraq, whatever one thinks of it, will mean more terrorism. Judge Bruguière again.
I am anxious about military action in Iraq could have direct consequences on the level of threat, on Islamic threat, especially in Europe, especially by increasing recruitings in Europe. And as you know, this individual, which located in Europe, moves very, very quickly in all the countries in Europe and also in North America.
And so it may be complicated to make the case for an Iraqi link to terror. There's a risk some Europeans may find the cure worse than the disease. French President Chirac and other European leaders can't be expected to forget that Europe's large Muslim population has provided many recruits to terror over the years. Nick Spicer, NPR News, Paris.